This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
1 week down on Fully Charged with me.
Yeah. Shout to you and Callum. Wow, you guys are good crack. So
it was a fast week, wasn't it?
Zipped by. So it did. Getting up at 5 a.m. in the morning. Wow. I loved every second of it.
You did this. Like you did. Martin years ago used to do breakfast on Spin Southwest. So you're well used to the...
10 years ago I did it, yeah.
Was that 10 years?
10 years ago.
Am I out of college 10 years?
You'd be out of college.
I'm fucking out of college.
A little more. A little more, yeah.
Terrifying.
Because when we had our show on Beat, that's when I left to go to that. And I would have been, at the time, 23. I finished it 10 years ago.
At the time, I was a lot.
Like, because you're 2 years younger than me. You're just
a
baby.
2 years younger than you.
You're just a baby, Emma.
Right.
Well, you just gone... No, you'd be nearly three. I'm nearly three. I'm October. You're May.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that chunk.
So I'm 33 now. I'm 32. What age am I?
I was going to give you...
Do you honestly ever get a bit confused?
I think I've given everyone a different age. I don't know.
I've just
Google your age. See what Google tells you.
I just turned 33.
Give it a Google there. What does Google say to you?
I'm pretty sure I'm 33.
Google, how old is Emma Nolan? I think Google's a year off me.
Born in May
1990. Oh, no. Why wouldn't you just Google how old is Emma Nolan?
Oh, they're not going to know.
I bet you they do know. Bet you they know. Yeah, go for it.
How old is Emma Nolan?
Yeah.
In the pit? What? No one knows me. Oh, my God. What the hell?
Did he get it?
AI overview, this is genuinely shocked me. Yeah. It says, Emma Nolan, the well-known Irish radio host and broadcaster, is 33 years old.
Now. There you go.
That's mad.
Yeah. Internet knows everything, Emma. You had to do was
so
celebrate
scary.
One Instagram post of when you were celebrating, I don't know, a 24th birthday or something, and then it calculates it.
That's so weird.
Yeah, so now you can't lie about your age and tell everyone you're 28 anymore.
What age are you?
So ask Google there. I think Google's a year off. I think it gives me a year younger. It does. It does.
You're 34.
I'm not 34 though, Emma. I'm 36 in October.
You're 36 in October.
I'm fucking ancient. I can't believe I just cursed. Oh, I can. That's okay.
In the podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's great that it thinks that you were born.
I know.
Were you born in 89 then?
No, 90.
90. Oh, October.
It's giving me, giving me that. So the great thing about that is that like if someone goes and Googles my age, I'm 2 years younger.
That's
like, cheers,
brilliant.
Everybody.
Yeah, Google feck mine up as well.
Yeah, Google. If you take a couple of years off Google as well, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'd love to be like 27 always.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty nice. Marty is back with us on Monday. A lot of fun today. We will catch you on Monday and have a lovely weekend.
Yeah.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona
on Spin.
When I wake up, I feel good. Turn on
Emma, Dave, and Fiona on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Let's get it.
Good morning. How are we?
A very good morning. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Week is zip by.
Oh my God. It absolutely flew, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's Evan Marcy with you all this week. I was just going to say, I think I've figured it out. You might not be fully versed, Mart, on my pain.
Oh.
In studio some mornings with the two lads, with Dave and with the producer Callum.
Who are not here
to defend themselves.
I know, yeah.
Not here to defend themselves. No. Normally when you come into the studio at this time,
yeah,
it's freezing. And
oh,
I've been whinging about this for so long that it's just so cold. I'm often sitting here in the Spin fuzzy.
You're not wearing it. Oh my God, yeah.
Snooty. No snooty today. Actually, the arms are out because I walked in. And it's balmy.
Yeah.
What's the obvious thing? No Callum today.
Oh.
And no Dave today.
Okay.
So I think we've figured out what the issue is. Callum Farmer's coming in here at 6 o'clock and turn it down to igloo level.
Igloo level. And you've ranked it up to Lanzarote mode.
No, I didn't touch anything this morning. This is just the way the studio naturally wants to be.
Oh, sorry. So actually, the studio has decided that this is how it wants to be.
I touched nothing this morning. I walked in expecting, like, bracing myself, like, here we go, it's going to be freezing in here. And I walked in and I was like, oh my God, it's tropical.
It's right, it is.
Absolutely.
I just don't know how long I'm going to last in this now. I'm actually starting to feel the heat a little
bit.
Yeah, I know. We'll let you out of that. Leave it in Lanzarote mode for now. Good morning. Oh, we're getting early into it.
Straight into it. The opening ceremony, should I say, for the World Cup 2026 took place last night. It was absolutely brilliant. Mexico, and I've only seen the stadium, looks amazing.
Yeah, to be fair,
like so much fun.
A lot of work went into it. Looks great.
It was so vibrant, wasn't it? So many colours and like the music and the dancing and the cultural performances, all just so good. So thousands of fans, they packed out the iconic Estadio Azteca. A huge atmosphere.
Spanish accent was incredible.
The excitement was huge as well. And the World Cup matches there for the first time in 40 years. So cool that not only they were hosting, but they were the first game of the World Cup as well. Was that planned or was that totally coincidental?
Usually the host countries would play the very first game. But because obviously it's Mexico, Canada and USA, I'd love to know like how they figured out who was going to be the first. I'm shocked that it wasn't America.
Well, actually, now that I think of it, so
the rock, paper, scissors kind of thing.
Like, yeah, when the USA have their opening game after their opening ceremony in a few days' time, will the USA be the first game in their stadium?
They'll be the first game in the USA, yes. Yeah. And then Canada play Bosnia and Herzegovina today. That'll be Canada's opening game. But because there's obviously like a couple of different countries hosting it's when it's in one country, it's like one big massive opening ceremony. But it's so funny that it's three and then they're doing it this way. But Mexico getting the first game is really cool.
It is cool. And I also think the likes of the States now, they'll try and outdo what happened.
But this is why I thought when I heard the first game was going to be in Mexico, I thought that like America now would be like kicking a fuss. Like they're the third out of the three, you know?
Yeah, because they want to make sure theirs is the best.
Oh, is that? Oh, okay. They're going down that route, you reckon?
That's just the attitude of America.
Classic America, yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll watch your ceremonies first and then we'll come in with ours.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll blow it out of the water. Like if you look at like, if there was a cartoon of the map of the world, that would be the vibe of America.
Yeah.
You guys go first.
Go on, we'll allow it.
We'll see.
And then we'll come in with ours, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Huge performances last night, Shakira and Burna Boy. Now bring you really, really good. God, Shakira looks like every time I see her, she's getting younger.
I just think back to the Super Bowl halftime performance she did with Jennifer Lopez, and I just think about that daily. Emma, so I do.
Do you?
She's incredible.
Crosses your mind a few times a day. Now, also the brilliant Tyla. She performed South Africa's national anthem last night ahead of the game against Mexico. I was on her Instagram last night. I just think Tyla's so amazing.
She's
think
cool.
About Tyla a lot?
Really? Maybe if she does the Super Bowl, we'll think about her.
You
then,
might sometimes think about her in the sandy dress. Do you remember that?
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> Stop. Too early for that.
Too early for sandy dresses. But yeah, she performed the South African national anthem, and on her Instagram live last night, she was obviously delighted and buzzing after the performance. It was so good, but also kind of fuming because on the telly, it didn't really zoom out from her beautiful face, but she was like, my outfit never got to be seen. Look at my dress. It was so gorgeous. But oh my God, her voice. Now the results in the end, Mexico took it home 2-0 South Africa, and on the show earlier in the week we created the biggest ever World Cup sweep spanning Dublin City, County and neighbouring counties. So we assigned 48 teams to 48 people. Anna must be buzzing this morning because Anna had Mexico, and I'm going through this list and I'm trying to do the alphabet in my head going, where would Anna be? She's there.
Woo! Go Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Arriba.
Arriba.
Arriba. Now, South Africa, I'm sure Wendy's a little bit upset this morning on the back of that result.
South Africa. Probably not the best, but let's go. Woo.
You were right.
It's not over yet, though. There's still two more games.
It's only the beginning. 2 o'clock this morning, it kicked off between Korea Republic and Czech Republic. Marty, you drew Korea Republic. How are you feeling?
I did. Oh, my God. It was ropey at first. It was a very boring first half. Czechia took the lead in the 59th minute, but Korea Republic came back, baby, with a 2-1 win. Oh, no. All right.
And it was Emer who listens to the show. She has Czech Republic this morning. But look, you still got the goal, Emer. Not too bad. We'll hold because later on today, more games taking place. It is Canada and Bosnia-Herzegovina. That's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that's in Canada.
That's in Canada. They'll have their little sing-along now at the start.
Cool. Well, Greg is Canada.
Whoa, Canada, go!
Canada, I love it.
Very good. And Bosnia and Herzegovina, that is Adam. Who's that? And then 2 o'clock tonight, like into tomorrow morning, it's USA, USA.
Yeah, it's
USA.
Your team, Emma.
That's my team. I'm not really too delighted to have them, but sure, look, here we go. And Paraguay, that's Chris.
Woo! Come on, Paraguay! Woo!
We're underway. We're up and running. It is 7:16.
Big 6 weeks ahead.
Yeah, totally. You're on Fiona and a very special Naughty Threesome after nine. Marty's going in the mix. And remember, we now play the Tricky 10 twice a day, every single day. Your chance to win €2,000. If you want to play the Tricky 10 this morning, message us the word Tricky right now to 087 711 1038. 2K in your back pocket going into the weekend. It'd be nice.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because you get up so early for your job.
Yeah.
And I've been doing it this week alongside you. We both have pups.
Yes.
Little pups. You got Seamus, I got Usher. And I presume you're the first person to wake up in your house then.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So do you feel really bad leaving them?
Oh, completely.
Every morning.
And utterly. It breaks my heart.
Like, usually...
I sometimes, especially when he was a puppy and he didn't get the routine, I'd be leaving the house in tears. Like, genuinely, I'd be so upset leaving him. But no, it's okay. Jack is like, Jack kind of has to do the big goodbye when he's going to work an hour later.
It's the big goodbye,
you
I
know what
you.
I mean? I feel like that sense of security that there's someone else here, so
yeah.
I'll see you later. But no, it does. It makes you feel awful. I went down to him this morning and I washed his bedding yesterday, like individually, all of it. Put it back together yesterday afternoon for him and whatever. He pulled his like base, like essentially his mattress out of his bed. It was thrown across the kitchen and was just sleeping on the ground within the thing. And I was like,
that can't be comfy, buddy.
Like, that can't be very nice. What were you doing that for?
Yeah.
Anyway, just, you know, keep me on my toes, my little Tommy.
The thing is, Usher doesn't usually get a big goodbye because I work evenings and nights. So my other half will wake up first thing in the morning and feed him. So that's why she's the favorite, because all throughout having Usher since March 2025, Holly's been waking up, she's been feeding him, and he's like, oh, this is the first person I see in the morning, it's great. This week it's me.
Okay, so the roles have changed.
Yes, and he's kind of looking at me every morning like, who are you? Yeah, what are you doing here? But then there has to be a big goodbye, which he's not used to.
Yes.
And then I get home to him then after this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've always like wondered how my other half has done it, because like she leaves him then to go to work in the morning, and bless him, I say he's just like looking at her as she's leaving, and I'm getting it this morning, and I'm like, and this week, and I'm just kind of like, oh my god, how can I leave him? He's not gone for his walk yet.
I know, it totally changed your
he's expecting
your,
yeah, he's yeah. expecting to go for a walk.
Here's the thing that lots of people listening might not know about Usher and Steve, your previous dog. They're very special dogs.
They're special dogs. They're future superheroes.
Okay, so explain this.
Yeah, so Steve at the moment, he is a fully qualified assistance pup. That's what his job is now. So we had him for, I think, nearly 20 months, as far as I know. We've had Usher for 15. So what we do is we foster them, and then we, when they're old enough to be trained to go on to be assistance dogs, we give them back. And they go and they train, they go on to be future superheroes. And Usher, I think, is going to be a really good one. There's something about him. Steve, I loved him to bits, but I was a little bit worried about him. So yeah, he loved a bicky. Loved a few bickies. So we sent him back, bless him. I don't know if I should be saying this, but I will. He was 42 kilos when we sent him back.
Okay.
We were spoiling them. We were like, these are going into full-time employment. We're going to give them the best year of their life.
Yeah.
He's now 28.
he's heavier again?
No, as in he's 14 kilos less.
Than what
he's
he was.
Ripped. He's okay. Shredded.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, who's that dog?
Yeah.
So Usher now, we definitely have until the end of August, we've been told. And then he'll go on and he'll be allocated to somebody with a physical disability and basically change their life. Yeah,
Isn't that just incredible?
It's cool. And like, anyone can do it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you've got the patience and a bit of spare time, and the patience is a big one, and then
you're taking on a pup each time.
It's
and
always a puppy.
If you have a dog, and just from having Seamus, it's the first time I've realised the puppy stage is really hard.
It's like, so tough, and like, I would never say this myself. I'd only let a mother say this, someone who's actually had a baby. I've had mothers tell me that raising a puppy was harder than raising a kid.
I've had people say that to me as well. That it's as difficult, or in some cases more. What I found about that was, and I imagine it, the first person said to me, you know, puppy's a really really tough stage, and you know, and I was like thinking about it. A baby until they're whatever, one and a half, actually, sorry, this makes me sound stupid. I'm not entirely sure exactly what age they start walking. But you know that if you put them down somewhere, that's probably where they're gonna be.
Oh yeah. I see where you're going.
If you put a newborn into their little Moses basket,
hopefully,
for a nap, then chances are when you come back to them a little while later, that's where they're gonna
be. Whether they're crying or not, they will be there.
Whereas the puppy has had an anxiety attack, pooed all over the kitchen, no nappy on board, and somehow had nails at that tiny age to scrape up your entire floorboard.
Sorry, that's
That's a
you know what I mean?
Very good
Whereas
point.
Whereas if your newborn was going around scratching the floor, you know, things would be a little bit different.
I remember, like, we had a camera on a playpen with Usher when he was a puppy, and I remember I was in the gym and I was like, well, I'll check up on him and see if it's okay. Couldn't make this up, and I locked in live to this live stream of him, and he was like just walking around the playpen having a good time, and he looks, he pauses, and he jumped out of it right in front of my very eyes.
No, he didn't.
I rang my partner in a panic. I was like, where are you? She's like, I'm half an hour away. I was like, he's gotten out. He's jumped out of the playpen. And we thought we were coming home to chaos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, he just ran up to our bed and just fell asleep on that. So ever since then, we've just given him the house.
And do you think now, like, you've done it twice, you're going to have to say the hard...
if my other half's listening right now, you're going to start an argument. So
I won't start an argument, but I will say this. You started this conversation by saying the hardest goodbye is in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
You have to say the biggest goodbye ever in August.
I know. I'd love to get another one when we have to say goodbye. I'd love to do it again.
Would you?
Yeah, I would.
I take it that Holly might think differently.
I think a forever dog is on the cards, maybe as
a
well.
A forever dog. Yeah, yeah. You know what? You've done two. That's pretty
good.
That's
a lot. Yeah, yeah, I get you. Yeah, but Usher, come on, man. We were rooting for you.
He's a beautiful dog, isn't he, Usher?
Yeah, so is Seamus, though.
They're all beautiful.
Yeah.
We've just been talking about our dogs and leaving them in the morning, and Marty was explaining his very special dog, Usher, who's just gorgeous.
He's going to go on to be a superhero affiliated to the Irish Dogs for the Disabled. And we did say earlier on, look, anybody can do it.
Mm.
If you have a bit of patience in your life, patience is key.
Mm.
And you also feel like you have the ability to say goodbye to them after 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
And they say as well, if you want to kind of test the waters, if you've never had a dog before and you're like, well, let's not get one for life. Let's just see how we get on first.
Exactly.
It's a great way to do it.
That's true.
The Irish Dogs for the Disabled. Foster a pup and watch them go on to be a superhero.
And obviously we were saying that's like the toughest goodbye of all after saying like taking a dog on for 18 months. And then, like you said, you need to be able to realise that you have to give them back after 18 months. Because we were saying even leaving them in the morning is so hard. On that, Eckhart was in touch.
Hi, send your dogs to Barclays Doggy Daycare. We will take care of them for you during the day and drop them off when you're home again later in the afternoon. Then your doggies will have fun the whole day.
There you go.
He's implying that we just send Usher and Seamus off on a holiday together.
I know, I'd love that.
They'd get along. I know they would.
I can't believe they've never met.
Yeah, we need to sort that out.
We need to sort that out. Get that sorted. God's sake.
Let's remind you of a name who had 10 top 40 hits in the noughties. Jay Sean, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Down?
Down, down, down. One of the greatest.
Down,
yeah,
down.
One of the greatest hip hop and R&B artists, let's be real.
Yeah, he was class.
Of all time. Recently, he did an interview talking about how he has so many unreleased tracks with some of the biggest artists in the world. We're talking about Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, Sean Paul.
Wow.
And one artist that he said is bigger than all of them that he's not allowed to reveal. And I'm like, who's bigger than Nicki Minaj, Sean Paul, and Lil Wayne?
Straight away, I'm thinking it's Beyonce.
Oh, very good.
Because I feel like she's just so notoriously private and, you know, there's barbed wire around her releases, I'd imagine.
Oh, that's a greedy good show. I couldn't think. She did not come to my mind at all. But all of his friends... Would Rihanna be harder to reveal than Beyonce? I don't think so. In the future, maybe. What do you think?
Yeah, pretty.
Rihanna's not old enough yet, I don't think. Rihanna's only like 36 or 37 or something.
Is she? Yeah. God, is that album ever going to come? Anyway, so Jay Sean has all these unreleased tracks.
All of these unreleased tracks.
You probably maybe don't know, but were these all recorded like at that time, like in the noughties?
So they are older because he is actually working on new music and he's told his fans that you can expect something very, very soon. Something he also revealed in the interview, which is really, really cute, is his daughter is a huge Olivia Dean fan and his daughter wants him to work with Olivia Dean because he'd be the coolest dad then in school.
Oh, no way. Oh my God, as far as we're concerned, the fact that he's worked with all these people already.
I mean, not a bother.
Yeah.
The fact that if Olivia Dean saw that interview and was like, Jay Sean's interested in you working with you, you'd be, you know, she'd reach out to him.
I know that time moves on and like genre changes and interest changes and that's just life. And I know I sound about 92 saying, but I hope when he releases new music, it does have that sound.
Yeah, I miss it.
It's such a special. I only realise now, and again, I realise I sound like my mother when she talks about music she loved, but we were so spoiled growing up with that sound.
Because it's amazing how those songs still, to this day, the teenagers that are coming through and listening to music, they know them. They just don't know the names of them. Like, for example, there's a version of Florida Low I play at my gigs.
Yeah.
And they'll request it. But they'll just request Apple Bottom Jeans.
They don't know
who sang it. They don't know the name of it. And they don't know the words to the verses. It's just the middle part. So I can't play the rest of the song.
But the fact
that they're like, you know, 16, 17, 18, requesting Apple Bottom Jeans. I'm like, that track is from the noughties, you know?
That's cool.
They never die. They call it Apple Bottom Jeans.
So old.
Now, Jay Sean has unfortunately revealed he can't leak these songs, even though his friends are telling him, damn, leak these songs. Yes. Jay, these are big artists. So I decided to go back through the archives for the crack here. And I've worked with some really cool people. Now, not Nicki Minaj and Sean Paul, but the likes of Connor McAvoy and Madea and stuff and Nicole O'Brien. And I found five demos that are sitting over the last 8 years unheard and unreleased.
These are Marty Guilfoyle singles.
They're not finished now. Or they're okay. Nowhere near finished.
Potential singles.
So
unreleased. Oh, go on. The first one
I'd love to give you a little bit of a clip of is a throwback to a Sugar Babes track. It's called Get Sexy.
Okay.
Tell me what you think of this one, all right?
About the Sugar Babes, did they take that song from Too Sexy for My Shoes?
Oh, absolutely.
So came first, then the Sugar Babes, then the Marty Guilfoyle.
Now this is just a demo. It's sitting there on release. I actually used this to reach out to the Sugar Babes' manager once and asked them, could I support the Sugar Babes in where were they? The Olympia, I think, last year, and they turned it down. But anyway, we move on. Craig David, big fan of him. Fill Me In. So we once made a version of Fill Me In. Again, it's a bit heavy, but sure, look, we'll give it a listen.
This is a demo. It's never been heard before. It's in the Marty Guilfoyle archive. We were just doing things young people in love do. Parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why were you creeping around late last night? Why did I see two shadows? Mars, I prefer it to the original.
Fun fact. Listen to that for a second, right? Sounds like Craig David, doesn't it?
That sounds very like Craig.
The guy who I worked on that song with, Connor, he actually went and found somebody who sounds like him.
That's not
Craig David. He's just like a Craig David impersonator.
What?
Yeah, so we threw him like 50 quid to record it. Like, Craig David would look for a little bit more, I reckon. Probably 100 or something.
Probably look for a little bit more. Yeah,
he would,
so
for sure.
Good.
And Nicole O'Brien, I released a song with her. We have a demo sitting there called Psycho. I hope she doesn't kill me for playing this on.
Are you planning on releasing this?
I hope so. Your commentary on this. We'll do one more. And this one is 8 years old. And I had to convince Connor Comack at the time to start this. Because I love a bit of cheese. I love a bit of a sing-along. Okay? Yeah. So I want to know what love is. It's one of the biggest love songs of all time. Can you hear it in your head?
I want to know what love is.
Now, this is just rough. And I had to convince him. And I was like, please, can we go super cheesy on this? So this is rough. It's not finished yet. It's been sitting there for 8 years.
Okay. I'm smiling from ear to ear. I
want to know what love is.
It's such a great song for the summer as well.
Do you think we should get on to Connor and be like, we finished this?
Yeah, on it. That's been around for 8 years.
8 years it's been sitting there.
Why is it sitting there?
Look, it's very cheesy. I'm like, I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. I want to feel what love is.
All right, here we go.
And look, if Jay Sean wants to release our collaboration that he's refusing to leak, he can do it if he wants. I don't mind.
If there's something in there, is there?
I think
he's
myself
on.
And Jay Sean, we had a hip hop banger there in 2006, so we did. Look, of course I'm lying.
Sorry. I just looked at him like, are you serious?
No, Jay, listen, pal. Come on, let's do something.
Khaki Kid now, this is Rude It's Been.
Playing all the hits.
Go on and turn it up.
Ain't nobody do it like you.
You're number one on your music station. You've got Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Hello, it is Emma, Dave, and Fiona, but not today and all this week. It's been Marty. How are we getting on?
Good morning. We just had Sean. No, we didn't. So we at the moment are experiencing a very, very nice weekend. There's a lot of things happening across the country, and one of them is Beyond the Pale happening in County Wicklow.
Yes, it sure is.
And to get to Beyond the Pale, you have to pass through the village that I live in.
Oh, really?
It's a weekend we all dread. It's a bit like the Marley Park saga.
Well, it's actually so funny because Jack has just sent me the post. Like the post has just come through, and the resident permits for the Marley Park concerts have just been sent to the house.
Oh,
there.
No way!
You need like a permit to get into your own gaff.
What?
Well, as in to drive
into the estate.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god!
I mean, they're sound like they're like teenagers on the gauge.
I didn't know.
I swear, I live here. I just don't have my permit. Watch me open the door.
Yeah, 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 yeah. How did I get the key to this house?
But, yeah.
So it's a week.
That time of year, I love it.
It's a weekend where the village just like goes into just chaos because people will stop off to go to the cafes. They'll stop off in the shop.
Absolutely brilliant for local business.
No, sorry, it is stunning for local business and the economy and all that. But the estate that we live in, there's a drive up a hill to get to the estate.
Okay, well done outing yourself.
Oh yeah, sorry.
Doxing himself live on air. So when you get to Roundwood, you turn right and then you up the hill. It's my estate. My house is there on the left, second from the right with the blue door.
Yeah, yeah, you go.
You know what I mean? And by the way, just to be totally clear,
I have no blue door.
All that up.
Yeah, yeah, Emma made that up, by the way. Yeah. But there's no double yellow lines on the either side of the road leading up, and it just becomes a car park for people. And there is nothing more annoying than people coming into your village for
stop.
And you're like, come on a minute now,
where did you get so uncool?
Where were you guys when it was snowing? Where were you guys in December when it was cold? All day when the sunshine, and you're like, let's go to County Wicklow. Beyond the Pale. No, I'm serious. I just want anybody who's going to Beyond the Pale now, when you're passing through little villages on the way through Wicklow, just be sound, okay?
Of course they are.
Yeah, just be sound. Park your car and like, don't be leaving the places and stuff. Be nice to the staff there and all. They work there all year round, not just this weekend, okay?
Sorry, who are you? I don't recognise this person.
And once Beyond the Pale has happened, get out. We're done.
I'd love to go to Beyond the Pale. It's just a festival I've never
been to. Looks nice. Looks good, yeah.
It's brilliant. And it's definitely the one at the moment. And it's being kept like somewhat small.
Yeah.
And I hope that lasts forever.
We'll be able to hear from our back garden, so we'll be able to moan about the noise now.
God, you sound about 107. The tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky. For now, though, our first of two games of the Tricky 10 this morning. Your chance to win 2,000 euro. We're now playing twice a day after 8 and after 9. If you want to play in an hour, it's Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Sean is on this morning sipping a coffee. What is your coffee preference, Sean?
A bit stronger, double flat white.
Ooh.
Double flat white in the morning. Wow. That's me and Emma were having this conversation yesterday because Emma, you're a cappuccino gal first thing.
I like
in the
a cappuccino, but I try and hold off now until about 9 o'clock because sometimes at the beginning of the days of the show, I would be rattling with the anxiety by 8 o'clock after a coffee. I'd be absolutely rattling off my head with the anxiety. So I was like, I need to calm down on the coffee. So I stick to the green tea now. Anyway, it has you pepped and ready to go for the Tricky 10.
I am, it is.
Nice one. And Sean, any plans for the weekend? Anything going on?
Takes to Dublin on Sunday, believe it or not.
Very nice.
What's the weather like? Well, today's looking really good, which is a surprise to all involved, but thankfully there's no rain around today. And the weekend looks dry. Happy days. Perfect for Taste of Dublin. Okay, let's try and win you €2,000 because you might need it for Taste of Dublin. We're about to put 55 seconds on the clock. Martin's going to ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. Now, if you get the correct answer, so for example, if an answer to 1 is 7 and that's correct, a correct 7 answer won't appear again. Now, we can only accept your first answer, so if you just need a second, definitely take it rather than something coming to you a second later, and we can only accept your first answer. And then, at the other side of all that, if you definitely don't know an answer, guess it. Because you never know. You know it's going to be something between 1 and 10. Top of the leaderboard this morning, you'll win a pair of tickets to Florence the Machine, that gig happening in Marley Park in a few weeks. And if you can answer all 10 questions correctly within 55 seconds, which we're hoping for, Sean, €2,000 is yours this morning.
Yes.
Now, Steph is currently top of the leaderboard. She scored a 6 in the full amount of time in 55 seconds. So we're wishing you the very best of luck. Come on, Sean, with his double flat white.
And Sean, remember, I'm actually in covering for Dave, and I'd love nothing more than to be part of the €2,000 giveaway, okay? So no pressure.
Absolutely no pressure.
You ready to go? We'll count you down. 3, 2, 1, let's go. In Proverbs, a cat is meant to have how many lives?
7.
The Adidas logo has how many stripes?
4.
Spanning from 1984 to 2024, how many Ghostbuster films have been made?
5.
Blur had a 90s hit called Song What?
6.
A standard car comes with how many glove compartments?
Standard which?
Glove compartments.
Two.
S Club Juniors were eventually rebranded as S Club what?
Seven.
A standard skateboard has how many wheels?
Four.
The province of Munster contains how many counties?
Five.
How many floors does a Guinness Storehouse experience span?
Nine.
And 6.213 miles equates to how many kilometres?
Four.
All right, we got them all in.
We got them all in. Well done. Good question asking this morning. How do you think you got on, Sean?
Oh, a bit rough, I'll be honest. A bit rough.
If you had a number in your head of how you think you did, what would you say?
Oh, three or four.
Three or four. Okay, let's start them up.
0, 1, 2.
Score a two this
they
morning.
They were tough, though.
They were actually
quite painful on that
this morning.
No, it's okay. I was reading. I was struggling to read them, let alone answer them.
Like, let's just go through the ones that caught you. In a Proverbs, a cat is meant to have how many lives? You said seven. The answer is nine. I'm looking down here to double check on my trousers. The Adidas logo has three stripes rather than four.
That's a tough one because you can see the logo, but you
can't distinguish how many stripes. Yeah. Blur had a 90s hit called Song What? The answer is song two. A standard car comes with how many glove compartments? It's one.
And I just learned that it's a compartment and not a department. My whole life has been a lie. Do you know when you just hear something over and over and it's mumbled and you have something?
It's called the glove department.
Glove department. Oh my
god! Have you been saying
when I read that out, I paused because I was like, "What? What's the compartment?"
Look in the glove department. There. Are you serious?
I've said that to people and no one's corrected me. Oh my god!
S Club Juniors. I loved them. I was obsessed with them when I was young. They were actually rebranded when they weren't so junior anymore to S Club 8.
Ooh.
They came after S Club 7. The province of Munster has six counties rather than five. The Guinness Storehouse spans seven floors rather than nine, and 6.213 miles. It's actually a 10K rather than four. So there you go, Sean. Go and have a lovely weekend. Enjoy Taste.
Enjoy
Dublin.
Taste of Dublin. Yeah,
I will indeed. I will indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean. Bye.
Bye, Sean.
Talk to you later. Bye bye. I honestly, the biggest shock of all that is the fact that you always thought a glove compartment.
Stop. We
was
already
a glove
spoke of it.
Now
it's a bit like Pussycat Dolls when they say groupies and everyone thought it was something else. In their song, well, I want to have groupies when I grow old. I want to have groupies, and we all sang something else. No,
no, I don't know what we would have sang.
Are you joking?
My brain doesn't think in.
Am I allowed to say boobies? I just said it.
They never say. They
Oh my god! Oh no way! I got you, did I?
Oh my god! So I thought
when
it was
I grow up,
I want to have boobies.
No, they say groupies, Emma.
They never say boobies. In
I got you back. I love you. You were going to out me there, and I'm like, got you. Yeah, it's
they
groupies.
Never, ever in the lyrics say boobies.
No.
I want to be famous. I want to be a star.
I want to have groupies.
Oh,
my God.
Funny.
Anyway, Dave Ranks is usually on the way. We're going to do Marty Ranks.
Okay, that's coming in a sec. First, though, somber and potential. You're listening to Spoon.
Boobies.
I always thought, I'd love a pair of boobies. Viva Rexa and New Religion on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona, Emma and Marty all this week. The Naughty Threesome kicks off at 9 a.m. and Marty's going in the hip hop mix. I am buzzing for this. Make sure you're with us after 9.
But so usually at this time of the show on a Friday, Dave does Dave Ranks. Very niche kind of moments from the past and the present. For example, transition sounds from Hannah Montana scenes.
Yes.
Very incredible. I don't know how he comes up with this. One of my favourites was songs from The Simpsons. That was a very good one
that
as well.
That was great, yeah.
However, my name is Marty. I'm covering Dave for the week. So we're going to switch it up. We're going to do Marty Ranks.
Yeah.
And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing the most random requests that I've been given at some of my gigs over the years.
Oh, yeah, baby. So Martin is a nightclub DJ, has had so much success in the nightclub scene, in the DJ scene. But I'm saying, I'm painting the picture. These are when people come up to you and go, Marty, please play.
Please play.
X, Y, or Z. And it doesn't really suit the tone of the night or the club.
Never does.
Gotcha.
No one ever requests a song that does. But the five that we're going to do here now, I need to put it out there. I have actually played these at some point.
Because
now,
you're a kind people pleaser.
Well, also, I do like a little bit of cheese as well. Yeah. And then sometimes I do play bars. And then sometimes I do play bars in a part of the country that might accept the song request that I'm being asked for. So what we're going to do is we're going to rank five of the most random song requests I've ever gotten.
Yes.
We're going to start at kind of like, I can understand why you requested that to. Number one being,
absolutely,
oh my
broke.
God, where did you get this from? What's going on here?
If you love any of the songs that are apparently by all means, get in touch with the voice note given out to Martin for not playing the more on 087-711-1038.
I feel like we'll get more of them in the top three.
Okay.
But this one now, it took me a while to catch on to. I was getting this requested for so many gigs and eventually I caved in and decided it was going to be my last song of the night when I'm in a bar.
Great.
So at number five,
it's this. Please don't rain me in.
Rain Me In, Olivia Dean, Sam Fender, we're swaying. Now, Emma.
If you
hear that in the bar, what's happening?
Oh, I'm absolutely up with my girls. We're swinging off each other. We're probably crying about all the times we felt like we couldn't be ourselves over the years when someone felt like we had to change for someone and we should just...
Is that what it's about, is it?
That's what it's like. Don't rein me in. Don't change me. Don't stop me from being myself. And you know what's funny? I love an owl after a night out, going back, getting the YouTube on with the girls, having a sing along.
That's one of those.
And we did that a few months ago. My friends from Dublin came to Waterford with me, and that was the first time I understood the love for Rain Me In when my friend was like, please, and she got up and was dancing and was really emotional.
Yeah, so that's really what happens at the end of the night when I play it. Everyone's super emotional, and the original version that we don't play in the radio is actually 5.5 minutes long.
Is it?
So I hit play and I'm done. Just let it play. You guys go sway.
I get it. It's not exactly a big dance banger.
None of these are dance bangers, by the way.
It's a lovely one to calm everyone down.
Exactly.
And hug your girlos and your lads.
Exactly. Yeah. So I kind of get it. Now, I get this one, not number four. This was on Saturday in Killarney.
Okay.
And I feel like a couple were having a fight.
Oh.
And she came up and requested this song.
Oh.
Swear to God.
That's someone having a big row and going, do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to show you. This is what you are. You're toxic.
Now, she requested it, and I was kind of thinking, I've never played this song at a gig in my life. Yeah. And I forgot to play it. 2 hours later, she comes up and she just stares at me down the barrel and just looks at me. And I remember, and I was like, oh my God, toxic Britney Spears, we'll get it on for you. And she turned around and looked at her fella, and I was like, oh my God. But I have to say, the first time I ever played it was on Saturday, and it worked.
Good tune.
In the bar, it worked. Yeah, yeah. Now we're going to start getting a little bit rogue, ladies and gentlemen. And bearing in mind, these are songs I actually ended up playing at a gig. At number three, Emma, hit us. You know it. It's green.
You played us.
Now, as we were going from I get it to whoa, I really don't get it. That's in the middle there. That has been requested so many times over the years.
It's a tune.
It's a tune, but no one has ever requested it at any of my city gigs.
Oh,
so when I'm in Cork, Dublin, Galway, Waterford, no one ever requests it. It's when I'm in like Roscommon or Laois then everyone wants to hear it.
It's a countryside banger.
It's a countryside banger. N17 in at number two. This one has actually been around for 15 years, would you believe?
I used to work in a radio station that like spanned a lot of countryside.
Yeah.
And this was requested on the radio a lot.
Was it? You got it too?
Time. Yeah.
Oh, hit it then. Hit it.
Requested too often in Zazimus.
No one's ever requested it when I played there. And what's funny is if you listen to Spin regularly and you tune in at that very specific second, what's going on here?
Hit the diff, tune.
Number one. I did it once. I get it requested so many times, especially, believe it or not, when I'm playing in Mallorca at the underground dance gigs.
What?
I didn't play it there. I played it in the county that's mentioned in the song. The most random request I've ever gotten that I've actually played. Emma, fire it off. We'd have our own last face. The hills of Donegal. Yeah, Las Vegas. And the hills of Donegal. You're clapping in time very well. The boss is like, we're never letting Marty in again.
More of this on Spin, please. I love it.
Oh, there it is. Marty ranks those five songs. Actually have been requested by you at some of my gigs.
And I want to get to a Marty Guilfoyle gig.
No, they're never being played again.
Yes, they are, if I'm there.
Good morning. Earlier on the show, Emma was laughing at me. Had a right old giggle. She had me backed into a corner, so she did, because I thought all along that a glove compartment was actually a glove department.
It's a question that came up on the Tricky 10, and Marty was like, I always thought it was department.
And I
was
love when this happens.
Lol.
And Emma was like, ha ha, you're silly. You don't know what the word is. And I was comparing comparing it to a time where the Pussycat Dolls released a song, and instead of saying groupies in the song, everyone thought that she was saying boobies. And Emma was like, wait, what? When I grow up, I want to have boobies, right? And I was like, no!
I had to go and do some research on this. I'm like, I am convinced Nicole Scherzinger, when I was like 12 and had no chest, was like, when, like, I'm like, Nicole's like me, she wants to get some boobies too. No. I just checked the song, I can't believe it doesn't say boobies. When I grow up, disgusting to learn it actually says groupies. Laura's the same.
Oh my god, I swear I only learned this yesterday as well about that song. I was singing boobies all along, and then I was driving into the car park and walk, and I was like, that can't be right. There's no way that's a thing. And then I was like, what else could it be? And I really put thought into it, and I was like, yeah, it has to be groupies. For all along, 9:45.
Guys, I swear to God, this meant a lot to me because
she goes on to say movies then as well.
She says movies, but she never says boobies once. No. I'm shocked. When I grow up, I was desperate for a bit of boob. Oh my god,
I was singing that when I was younger and I ended up getting them, so like it worked out in the end. Yeah.
Mainly dry and sunny today, woohoo. Cloud around but highs of 16 degrees. What's the crack on the roads, Katie?
Hey guys, Concorbit Road inbound is slow from the chapel. Is it
below? Hello, it's Michaela, I'm on the way.
I need some advice this morning if you don't mind. 087 711 103 is our number here, and look, you might have some solid advice, maybe you know someone who's dealt with this. Foxes.
Oh God, where are we going? I was not expecting.
Where are we going with this? I know, it's very kind of a news talk conversation, but it's affecting my life. So we do talk about this, my dog Seamus, a bit in the show. And he is half beagle, okay? Which makes him a little bit of a hunter dog.
That explains it.
And beagles, they're, you know, you have to be really careful if you trust them off lead because they follow a scent and, you know, they do all that.
Full of beans.
And they want to be in the middle of everything and suss everything out with their nose and all the rest. But I live close to the Dublin Mountains, and it's very sad, obviously, like that goes without saying, that so many wild foxes spend time in built-up areas. They should be up in the mountains, but deforestation, all the rest, they come down and they are spending a lot of time in people's gardens, rooting through bins. And there's always been foxes in my garden. I've absolutely no issue with them, to the point where actually one fox gave birth in my garden a few years ago. Yeah, we were onto a charity to come and help out because the mother was going off all throughout the day to get food, and the little baby foxes were just walking around our garden. We were like, what are we supposed to do?
During the day, like?
During the day, yeah.
That is wild.
That goes back years. I love them. I love looking out the window and looking at
the fox. I've never in my life been in a situation where I've seen a fox in my back garden, let alone during the day, but then I'd give birth and have a little pup walking around.
Before Seamus came along, they were so comfortable in the garden that they'd lay up on the shed.
Must be your aura. The foxes love you.
And they're not exclusive to my garden. They move, and they wouldn't be there every day. They wouldn't be there every week. But every now and again, you go, oh, there's a fox. But out the front of the house, a lot of the time as well, you'd see them in the evening time. They'd be moving their cubs across with their mouths from wherever their den is to a new den.
You can see this.
You can see them one by one bringing the cubs across.
Ah, that's really cute.
Oh my god, the foxes are beautiful. I love foxes. I think they're gorgeous. However, since we got Seamus obviously, as a half beagle, has a huge issue with these foxes, okay? And he runs like a maniac out to the garden. He scouts the garden every morning, sniffing where the fox has been overnight. He can't sit still for a second in the evening looking out the window, because if he sees a fox out front, he feels the need to go out the back of the house to have a look.
He's protecting you.
He's trying to protect
all
that.
Yes, of course.
But here's the thing. Him and the fox have created this enemy level of chemistry, and the fox is getting braver with Seamus, realizing that this dog can't get me, right?
Oh, because he's obviously staring out the window.
He's inside, whatever. So the fox is like plumossing him. The fox is coming up closer to the window, really showing his stuff, wagging its big fluffy bushy tail.
Sorry, during
and
the day as well.
Seamus is like losing his mind. Seamus is like, like, you know, you see in cartoons like when a dog gets like an electric shock or something and the dog like lifts off the ground and the whole body does a spasm. That's Seamus 100 times a day. He's like, oh my god, this fox is gonna, I need, let me at it. And now what's happening is, in the middle of the night when we're all trying to sleep in this tiny tiny house and there's no space to like get some distance between where you is and the dog is, the dog's right underneath our bedroom, the fox is coming up to the window downstairs in the garden.
No.
And Seamus is losing the plot in the middle of the night. So
what time are we talking here? Like
2 a.m.
Oh,
half three. You know, sometimes you know how precious it is, no matter what time you have to get up in the morning, whether it's 7, 8, 9, or at our time like 5-ish. That extra half an hour is
makes
so important.
A difference.
So when you're woken at 4:30 by the dog knowing I could still be asleep.
Oh
my alarm,
no.
It's driving us nuts at the moment. So I want any suggestions. Obviously, I love this fox. I do not want to harm this fox.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need to get that across there.
I don't want to harm this fox in any way. But I want suggestions of how to keep foxes out of your garden.
But you still like it, so you kind of want it to come back every now and again, say hello. Like,
I think with Seamus,
you're done with this
I'm
one.
I'm gonna have to pass it
you're
on.
Done on
is
this
there's
one.
A way of it just not, you know, like obviously for birds, you kind of have scarecrows, don't you? Is there something you can put in your garden? That's
what about bottles of water? That works for cats. Would that work for if you have
know.
Like if you put like a 2-liter bottle of water out the back gardens, kind of scatter a few of them around? For some strange reason, cats don't like that.
Oh,
I don't know if
okay.
it's a reflection thing or not, but yeah.
Any insight on the old foxes? Drop us a WhatsApp if you know, because. This girl would like some sleep. 087-711-1038. If your voice notes or anything, that'd be fab. Let me know, because this can't go on.
Nope.
I showed this morning that I have an issue with a fox in my garden. I absolutely love this fox. Always have over the years, keeping an eye on it. It's had like, I think, 2 litters of pups. Is
yeah.
that pups? Cubs, Neil Lissigum. But yeah, my dog Seamus is keeping us up at night because him and the dog, him and the fox, should I say, sorry, they've developed such a hate for each other that the fox is like blamassing him up against the window. We're getting woken by Seamus losing the rag at like 2-3 o'clock in the morning by this fox. And obviously I don't want to harm the fox anyway, but I was wondering, does anyone have any even old wives tales of how to keep a fox out of your garden?
I know, unfortunately at the moment these days I'm relying too much on AI. I love a bit of Gemini, and Gemini is saying that you've created an environment for the fox that's a safe, easy buffet, and you need to move it to noisy, unpredictable and annoying. Do you want to hear what the suggestion is really quickly?
Go on.
You need to install motion activated sprinklers, Emma.
Oh, wow. Cool. Sounds cheap.
So whenever the fox comes in, it picks up on it and just sprays it with a little bit of water. It's also saying, actually, that if you go out into the back garden and shout really loudly,
okay.
the fox will be like, oh, I don't want to be part of this noisy environment. So,
okay.
so if anybody lives in Churchtown and they hear someone screaming in their back garden later.
So the fox appears and I go out and scream.
Yeah, you just scream.
I sound like
you can actually just go out and scream in general, because if the fox is coming back.
It might be good for me. Let off a bit of steam.
Yeah.
Rewind it. It's just a classic.
Good vibes. Memories.
Three massive naughty hits.
Spin's naughty threesome.
Let's take it back to the old school.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it. The Naughty Threesome is back on Fully Charged. Oh, well, 3 tracks from the Naughties to throw you right back all the nostalgia. And Emma Nolan, I'm getting to cover this weekend for Dave with Emma. I've known Emma a very long time. She loves her hip hop. And I know there's one song in particular from the Naughties that she adores. And that's going to be the 3rd song
Yay!
In the threesome. So you got to wait for it, Emma.
This is great. Yeah. Honestly, how lucky were we to be like, I don't know, just to have that sound in our lives. I miss it so much in the charts these days. Marty is getting ready on the deck.
We're in the mix.
In the mix. Alive in the mix. Naughty Threesome for your Friday morning on Fully Charged. Turn your radio up. Marty Guilfoyle.
Let's do it. Ponder replay. Rihanna. Only 17 when this song came out, by the way, Rihanna. Can you believe
it? Away. We're in the mix on the Naughty Threesome.
That's
Spin.
It spins Fully Charged. Recharged.
Twins, Lil Jon, Get Low, the squeakiest of cleanest versions. It sounds funny when it's not the like the dirty, filthy one that we're used to hearing. Yeah,
that was amazing.
Usher and Yeah in the middle, and then Rihanna and Ponder Replay kicked it off. I don't know if you noticed, I need to point it out there, we took words from each of the songs and looped them and brought the same word in. Did anybody notice that? Did you pick up on that?
That was just amazing. Emma was in touch. 40 plus year olds in the car park of Aldi reliving
yes.
my youth. Thank you, Marty. My Friday is now set. Those are flame emojis. That was absolutely class. I had a ball. Marty Guilfoyle.
I've never played Get Low by the Ying Yang Twins on the radio before.
Oh, that's, man, good time.
That was fun.
I don't even know how we move on from that, to be honest. It was so good. Do you want it? Can you do it again?
Yeah.
right now.
Can you go in the mix every day next week on the naughty?
We'll ask Michaela to let me do 10 spin hits in the mix.
Maybe. Now we do have to play the tricky 10. We play twice a day for 2K, and it's Amy there to take it on for the second time this morning. As in, she's not taking it on for the second time this morning, but the game's second day spin out this morning. She's all set for the weekend as well. Also in buzzing form. Are you buzzing for the weekend?
Oh my! I'm buzzing. Absolutely buzzing.
Okay, any plans?
No, I work on Sundays, so just tomorrow.
Okay,
just
and tomorrow. Do you work?
Just kind of chilling.
And do you have Fridays off, or how does that work? I work Sundays too.
No, I'm on my way into work now. I've just pulled in.
So you only get one day off a week?
No, I only work 3 days a week.
Oh,
okay.
We were feeling sorry
I'm only
for you.
Part-time.
We were feeling sorry for you, and now we're envious of you.
What's work for you?
I work at Liffey Valley Barista.
Good on you. Nice one. So where we can see you if we go out to Liffey Valley for a coffee.
Oh God, yeah.
Nice.
Definitely.
Good stuff.
A little bit of latte art now, Amy. Yeah.
Are you good at the latte?
Oh yeah, big love heart.
I always think people who do the leaves with the shading, I'm like, that.
Oh, it's impressive.
So
yeah.
Okay, let's try and win you $2,000 for the
Yeah,
weekend.
Let's go. Okay, so we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, Amy. We're going to ask you 10 questions. Remember, each question has an answer between 1 and 10. Now, it won't repeat as well. So if one answer is 10, the other question can't have an answer of 10. We can only accept your first answer. Okay, so be mindful of that. Take a second or two to think about what you're about to say. And if you don't know the answer, we do know that it's going to be between 1 and 10. So just give it a guess, Amy. You know what I mean? At the end of the week, which is today, if you can beat Steph with a score of 6, you'll win tickets to go see Florence and the Machine in Marty Park. However, if you manage to get all 10 questions correct in less than 55 seconds, you win €2,000. All right.
Oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Come on, you got this, girl. You got this. I'm going to ask your questions. Take a big, deep breath in. We're going to count you in, and we're going to start in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What number is half of 18?
9.
The province of Connacht contains how many counties? Connacht.
6.
Electric Picnic Festival is scheduled to run for how many days?
4.
If someone's being teased for wearing glasses, they can be called what eyes?
2.
Dermot Kennedy had a 2024 song called What Hearts?
7.
How many men entered the Love Island Villa on day one of the current series?
10.
Sitcom New Girl ran for how many seasons?
3.
What is the first digit after the decimal point in pi?
5.
The Netherlands were last in a men's FIFA World Cup final in the year 2000 and what?
8.
Okay, very good. How do you think you got on this morning, Amy?
I have absolutely no idea. I guess every single one of them.
Okay, right. So it could be anything, really, couldn't it? Okay.
Absolutely. I don't think I've done very well.
Okay, well, we'll just check it out now. We'll top them up and we'll see how you got on.
Okay.
0-1.
Oh,
a score of 1 this morning. Oh my God, Martin, talk us through that.
Hang on a second. We need to go through. The questions were really, really tough in both tricky tens.
They were hard for a Friday, lads. They were hard.
Callum left them, so we can't blame us.
Connacht has how many counties? You said 6. The answer is 5. Electric Picnic is scheduled to run for how many days? You said 4. The answer is 3.
Now, I'm just thinking about that question. As soon as I heard it, I was like, wait now a second.
You go on a Thursday.
People get the early access on a Thursday.
So I think we should correct that and give a 2.
Do you know what? No, I think that's a really fair point, actually.
I'm actually going. I'm going on Thursday.
Yeah, 4 days, so fair enough. We'll do that again, shall we?
0-1-2.
Hey. Yay! There we go.
Aww.
If someone's being teased for wearing glasses, they can be called what eyes? You said 2. The answer is 4 eyes. Yeah. Dermot Kennedy had a 2024 song called What Hearts? You said 7. It's 2. How many men entered the Love Island Villa on day one of the current series? You said 10. Wouldn't the ladies be delighted? The answer was 6. Sitcom New Girl ran for how many seasons? You said 3. The answer is 7. Wow, that's a lot.
I love New Girls.
What is the first digit after the decimal point in pi? That's a tough one. You said 5. The answer is 1. And finally, the Netherlands were last in the FIFA Men's World Cup final in the year 2000 and what? You said 8. The answer was actually 10.
Okay, very good. Look, it's all right, gal. It's grand. We got this. Man. It's Friday. It's the weekend, baby.
Let's go, Amy.
Let's go.
All right, mind yourself. Have a great weekend. Come on and try it again at some point.
Thanks
okay?
so much.
See you, love. Bye.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
God, guys, I have a day and a half ahead of me today. I am someone who gets my hair cut maybe once every 18 months. I am a hairdresser's nightmare because when I go in for the first time in 18 months, they say, well, Emma, you kind of need to get it cut to your ears. You've got so many split ends. And I say, take the most tiny, tiny, tiny amount of a trim you can do, please. And they say, well, there's loads of split ends left. And I say, that's okay because I got my hair cut.
Oh, so just because you say you got it done, so therefore that's all that matters.
So my hair is, in my head, healthy, but the hairdresser's like, this is
it not, got, they
I'm
gone
not doing
further.
My job here, man. I need to be cutting all this hair off. Anyway, I've been thinking for ages, should I brighten my hair up a little bit again? It's kind of gone back very much to its natural colour, and the blonde that was in it had gone way down to the ends. Sorry, Marty, maybe you don't care about this, but for the girls, it's gone way down to the end. And for a while, it still had a bit of brightness because the brightness was still at the ends, but now with my I got a cut a few months ago, it's gone. So I'm just like, will I, won't I try again? You know, you have the blonde in, you want it gone, then you don't have the blonde in,
I
you want it back.
I'm shocked hearing you say your hair is bright right now, because Emma that I know from way back when, you were peroxide blonde.
I know, I made a terrible mistake.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
No, I'd never go fully blonde again because it just ruins your hair. I'm talking about just a few scattery highlights, you know.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing, I think one of the reasons I put off getting my hair dyed is I just don't have the patience to sit there for so long. If you know the show, you know I'm someone who goes to the cinema and has to go for many walk breaks.
What?
During the movie.
During the movie?
Yeah, I can't sit still. If I go to the theatre, I need to get up and go for a walk.
I didn't notice about you now. This is mad.
I think.
So why do you go then?
Because I do enjoy
Would you not just leave it like that?
I know. I prefer to watch a movie at home where I can get up and go for a walk.
At home, you get up and go for a walk mid-film?
I can't sit still for
what
that
do you
long.
Do? Where do you walk? Like just to the kitchen?
Just the kitchen or just run around doing something, you know? I find it really hard to sit still. And I think it's as I've gotten older.
Actually, now that I think about it, on the show this week, you'd get up randomly and walk across the studio. Oh my God.
Yeah, I just can't sit still for very long. Yeah. I'm not as bad on the show now, but if I, because I'm doing stuff, but if I have to sit there and watch something.
There's a couple of times now where you've got up and you've walked across and walked back, and I just like.
But
what?
This isn't so bad, I suppose, because I'm doing bits.
You
but
are
if
doing
I have
bits.
To sit in the cinema and look ahead, I find that really
good. Yeah,
anyway.
And like enjoy and be entertained. Yeah. It's not just looking ahead.
I know. But today I'm booked in, I'm getting a bit of a few highlights in my hair in early afternoon, and I'm not going to lie, I'm absolutely dreading it. So I've got a little survival pack prepared at home and
oh
ready
my God,
to go.
Hit me with this, please.
So I've had my phone charging all morning, as you can see. Yep. I need everything at 100%. I need my AirPods at 100%. I will bring a power bank just in case all goes
Your
wrong.
Battery is not going to run out in 3 hours.
Who knows?
Would you stop?
Maybe it'll take longer and there'll be a disaster. And
oh, my God.
I have downloaded my new favourite very grim podcast, which is called Ireland Crimes and Mysteries. It's as grim as you would imagine. And I feel terribly depressed. And scared to leave the house.
Nothing screams getting my hair done than listening to something about a murder from the 70s.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am watching Clarkson's Farm at the moment on Prime. I have an episode downloaded of that to go through today. I'm going to arrive fed. Nothing worse than sitting there and being starving. I'm going to bring a snack as well, a little Nutri-Grain or something to keep me going. And then I'm going to get a few jobs done, I think, while I'm sitting there. Maybe hour
How long
two
are
or
you
three.
Planning on being here?
3 or 4 hours.
You're not going to get that. An episode of that, an episode of this, and then work. And when are you going to talk
when
to
When I
the
say
person?
Work, I'm talking about the jobs that I need doing that I can do while I'm there, such as cleaning out my camera roll, deleting duplicates, unsubscribing from junk emails, making a new Spotify playlist because I'm really bored of what I got going on the last few years, browse some houses online I'll never be able to afford to
I'm that's a, I love I'll that one. I'm a fan of that one. Yeah.
Imagine the lives of all the other people who are walking past or in the salon with me and what's going on in their personal lives.
Very
just
good.
In my head.
Yeah.
Plan meals for the next week and create a shopping list.
But Emma, this is like where at what point can you just sit back and ask the hairdresser how their day is?
I don't really like doing that too much. Yeah.
So what happens if they do that to you? Are you agitated because in your head you want to delete that duplicate from May? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not gonna like chat, but I don't want to be chatting for 3.5 hours.
I can picture
I don't have
you like, asking you how you are and how's work, and you're like, I gotta delete those photos.
I wish every appointment that was time consuming, such as getting your nails done, one of my least favorite things to do. I hate doing it, and because you don't even have your hands.
I was gonna say, how can you be on your phone if you
can't?
You can't. Yeah.
You're listening to something, but then they need to speak to you every now and again, so you can't really even listen to something.
Yeah.
You know, you feel rude. So they have your hands. That's long. And I think as well, getting your hair done. I think in the modern day, it should all be set up that when you're doing these appointments, there's an opportunity to be asleep.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
I think because when you get your lashes done, you can sleep.
Can you?
Yeah, because you're lying back on a bed.
But do you actually doze off?
I fell asleep. I got my lash lift 2 weeks ago, and I conked out.
No.
And once ever I got lash extensions, and that's when they extend every lash individually. So it takes hours.
To get your lashes done.
When you get lash extensions, yeah. And I remember at the time when I did it, I've never gone back now. I don't want them, but I remember being brought in and it's set up in a really relaxing environment in like a bed, like a salon bed.
Of course.
But with blankets and everything so that you do sleep, because they want you to keep your eyes closed.
Of course.
I wish hairdressers would adopt beds.
I'm learning I'm learning so much here. God, you women have it awfully tough, don't you, Emma?
It's very boring.
It's hard.
That's why you need the survival.
It's really hard to be a woman.
Thank you, Martin. Brownie points for you. Friday, Mart, we play this game. It's called The Music Game with No Name. Because we have tried so hard.
The Music Game with No Name.
That's what it's called. Because for so long, we have tried to name this game, but I can't figure out a way to sum up what the game is all about in a really fancy, catchy name. So it's called The Music Game with No Name. This is the game that we really try to figure out if Marty, in this case, has actually listened to the music that he claims to like and love. So what we're going to do is we're going to ring and wake up producer Colin, who took today off to rest. But unfortunately, we need him to play the game this morning. And therefore, he's going to have to be woken this morning.
No, this is so mean.
Ah, look, it's all right. He won't mind. Oh, please,
I'm trying
answer,
to be
Callum.
His friend here.
Hello?
Callum, morning.
Wakey, wakey, buddy.
Rise and shine.
Hey, love you. I'm on the day off.
I know.
Callum. We needed to get you onto The Music Game with No Name because
this was Emma's idea.
No one else.
This wasn't my idea, Callum.
And I really had to get you on because today I said for The Music Game with No Name, we'll make it genre specific. Marty loves his dance music. You love your pop. I said I'd switch those genres. I forgot you were off and I have it prepped, so sorry.
Oh, God. You know I never win this game.
I know.
Are you in bed, Callum, right now?
Yeah.
Oh, this is shocking, Emma.
Ah, come on. It's well timed to be up. It's 9:45. Get yourself together, sir. We're going to kick this off this morning with Marty. Marty, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to tell you the intro lines to the song, ask you a question about it. You have a few seconds to give me an answer, and then we'll check if you're right or wrong.
Okay.
So, Marty, this is a song that I know Callum loves because I crept on his Spotify yesterday. Marty, in Scouting for Girls' song, Elvis Ain't Dead, who does he wish you chose?
He wishes that you chose the nice guy.
Here's the answer. I wish it was
me you chose. Oh, me. And you're
coming back. Okay,
I could have guessed that.
No point for Marty in the first round. Callum, you're a big fan of Scouting for Girls, I believe.
I would have gotten that straight away. That was so easy.
It actually was easy even without knowing it. Damn it.
Callum, we're heading over to you. This is a genre that Marty knows inside out. In Axwell and Ingrosso's song, More Than You Know, he says, he better do what if he has something to say?
You know what? I know this song as well. Like, I would listen to this song quite often.
It's a great song.
I wish you would do that. I don't know.
Let's check in. I better speak up if
I got something to say. Better speak up.
Right, guys, bad start for both. We'll go back to Martin and let's look back at Callum's Spotify to see what he's into. In Professor Green's I Need You Tonight, he says... You're a fan of Professor Green, Callum, are you? You love him. I wish I never, but I need you tonight. In Professor Green's I Need You Tonight, he says this girl is driving him crazy and she blows hot and cold like what?
Like a hairdryer.
No.
No. Crazy. She blows on cold
like
the AC. What a lyric.
Like the air conditioning. Okay.
Oh, good.
That's
back
so
to
good.
You, Callum. A song that no doubt Martin knows inside out in Avicii's song, The Nights. What did his father tell him when he was just a child?
Oh.
Guys, this sucks.
Oh, Callum, that was actually an easy one, I think.
Oh, I'm going to have to pass it because I can't actually give you an answer. When I was just a child, this is the day that the knowledge will never die. Oh.
You were coming along. You knew it. You knew it. You did know it. Yeah.
Right, guys.
Called out of context.
Martin, I thought you'd do a lot better at this, to be honest with you, being the music nerd that you are.
Oh, yeah.
Are.
I just love Professor Green. Yeah. Like, said Martin never.
Okay, Mart, round three. Big favorite of Callum's here. This song, according to his Spotify, I crept on yesterday. In Little Mix's Black Magic, what do they want? Poor Callum getting out of here. In Little Mix's Black Magic, what do they want you to take a sip of?
Oh my gosh, the secret potion.
The secret potion.
Yeah!
One in the bag for Marty. Come on now,
we're in
Callum.
The lead. Let's go.
Callum.
Go on.
In Tiesto, Jekko, and Post Malone's song Jackie Chan.
Oh, great one.
What did he just order from Japan?
Oh!
No,
I think it's sushi.
No. Emma.
No.
Yes,
Callum. Tiebreaker.
You didn't need to know the song to know the answer to that.
Now, Callum, you have a little bit, I worry, of a disadvantage here, because the tiebreaker we're going to go to now to distinguish a winner. But here's what happens with the tiebreaker. Don't shout your answer, shout your name. Okay? So, Callum, are you a little bit on delay because you're on the phone?
I think I might be a bit on delay, but you know what? I'll beat Marty fair and square.
Okay. Oh. Right, guys, here we go. Your tiebreaker to distinguish a winner. The music game with no name. Martin versus Emma. I thought the fairest... Or Martin versus Callum, should I say. I thought the fairest way to decide a winner is to move away from both your genres. Okay, it's not dance and it's not pop. In this case, it is rap. But it's fine. You know it. And you know it so well.
I thought you were going to use a Marty song.
In Kendrick Lamar's song... In Kendrick Lamar's song, Humble... Where does he want you to sit?
Marty.
Oh.
Go on.
On his lap.
Callum.
Oh, no.
I thought he would just sit down, be humble.
Sit down. Callum takes the win. Callum takes the win. Be humble. Callum, you did it.
You won.
Honestly, that question didn't make sense.
Where does he want you to sit? He wants you to sit down.
He wants you to just sit down.
He doesn't want you to sit up.
Oh, okay. I don't know. When you say, where do you want me to sit? It sounds like a bus, a chair,
right.
A train.
Well, he doesn't want you to sit up.
So Callum wants you to actually take the win off him, is what he's trying to say here. Yeah.
Callum could really do with the win on this, so I think you should count your blessings, sir.
Yeah, I'm happy to be... I'm happy to win, but I'm also happy to go back to bed now.
Yeah, go back to sleep there, will you?
See you Monday. Bye, Callum.
See you Monday.
Better luck next time, Callum.
Back to bed there, will you? Go on.
Michaela's on the way, kicking off 10 spin hits in a row in a few minutes' time. But for now, it's the brilliant CMAT and Euro Country at Spin. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.